Jackie Southey is presenting an oral submission on both the Ram Raid Offending and Victims of Sexual Violence Strengthening Legal Protections Bills today. Back to back, as it turns out, 11 a.m. first for the Victims of Sexual Violence and 10 past for the Ram Raid Offending. Jackie is with Save the Children and is kindly talking with us about some of the issues affecting Aorangatahi and Tamariki across the country. Jackie, tēnā koe, thanks very much for joining us on the show today. Ngā mihi.
Atamaria, Dale, thanks for having me.
Tēnā koe. It's important that you put the case for Tamariki forward. Some of them are being coerced into this and some of them aren't picking doing it because of social media. But for ram raids, etc., there really is no excuse. What sort of kōrero are you going to lodge with the select committee today, Jackie? Give us a sort of overview of the juicy bits you're going to put forward.
Well, Ngā mihi, Dale, thank you. We are really focusing that the bill as it stands, we don't support it. We don't support ram raiding. We really want this type of offending to stop. But there's nothing in this bill that is preventative. It is all about punishing after the incident has happened. But we think the best way, and evidence tells us, and we've done the research, we've looked into what the criminal justice experts have had to say, the youth justice experts, and also child rights specialists. And what we do know is that prevention is better than harsh punishment later. We want to prevent harm to children that are involved in these types of offending. And we know that this is happening because of a breakdown in their social settings, whether it's because they've got stuff going on at home that needs to be sorted out, or whether they're socialising with the wrong groups. You know, some of these are very young children, and they need to be supported to not be committing these offences in the first place, rather than straight into basically children's prisons after the event.
Yeah, it does seem, and some will express some surprise that Save the Children are in this mix, tending to think of mahi offshore, to be honest, Jackie. Why does Save the Children New Zealand make submissions on kaupapa like ram raid offending and victims of sexual violence?
Because our kaupapa is to uphold children's rights and to make sure that they're understood, respected and upheld and protected, including in legislation here in New Zealand. So when legislation is going through select committee, we look very carefully at the way that that legislation will impact children's rights and whether there is an issue there that we believe we should be speaking up on and raising awareness about. And this issue of the Ram Raid Bill very clearly is negatively impacting children's rights. And the previous Attorney General, the Honourable David Parker, had said it was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights, particularly in terms of children. And we also know that it's out of step with children's rights, where incarceration or formal detention should be a last resort, not the first option.
We know full well that most who come to the attention of Aorangi Tamariki and end up in youth justice facilities and even in prison are Māori youth. We haven't cracked the nut as to why that would be so. There are many contributing factors, but even so, any legislative moves will impact Māori communities. Your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. These draconian-type policies do impact Māori communities much more harshly. We need to really take into account the impacts of COVID. The heights of the ram raid offending really was happening in 2022. There is some still happening now, but at a lot lesser rate. And, there were children that were not in school, families were struggling, we were living with a fractured society, police attention was elsewhere, looking at enforcing COVID rules, and, children were engaging in these types of offences rather than, being home, being in school, having what they need to do well in life. We really want the focus to be on when children are in safe homes, when they've got, good food, when they're in school, when they're in sport, when they're part of their communities. Adults know what they're doing and are caring for them. These offences aren't happening. And, a lot of these children who are engaging in these offences have been victims of crime themselves through, witnessing violence or experienced violence, and that needs to stop.
Or have grown up in abject poverty, and that's the reality for many. Mum and dad might have mental health issues, addiction issues, can't crack a job, struggling to pay the rent. Things are pretty dire out there in Struggle Street. It seems the government's only antidote for ram raiding is boot camps and the like. Where does your organisation sit regarding boot camps, Jackie?
We're not supportive of boot camps at all. I mean, these kids are tough. You know, they don't need to be tougher. They don't need to be hardened up. What these kids need, they need empathy, they need care, they need nurture, and they need wraparound support with their whānau. Now, let's work out what's needed. Is it because it's, like you say, transients, they, you know, mum, dad can't crack a job, really hard to hold a roof over our heads at the moment with a high cost of housing. You know, if you're not in a stable home, your home is your protective, you know, it's a protective wraparound. So that immediately puts children and whānau at risk. Having the money that you need for the food that you need, you know, it costs money to go to school. It costs money to engage in sport. You know, we need to have adequate incomes that are livable. And when people put their hands up for help for things like mental health support or addiction support, those supports need to be there, not put on a never-ending waiting list. And these are some of the drivers why our young people are getting engaged and engaging in these types of offending. And we need to focus our efforts at that end, not building children's prisons to essentially lock them up as a result when people they've been hurt and their victims have been hurt.
Kia ora, Jackie. Victims of sexual violence are often subjected to cross-examination, even very young children. What are the key recommendations that Save the Children will be making here?
Well, Save the Children recommends that this bill goes further. Currently, as the bill is written, it protects children under 12 years of old. Under 12 years of age. So essentially 12-year-olds, 13, 14, 15-year-olds will still be, you know, able to be cross-examined in that manner. And this cross-examination is brutal and it's harmful. We're not talking about, you know, we're talking about victims of sexual violence. These children have been through brutality already. It takes a lot to report sexual violence and end up in a court situation. And for them to be re-traumatised and re-victimised by a brutal cross-examination that, you know, basically uses the grooming and the coercion that they've been subjected to against them is absolutely not acceptable. And we'd like to see the age of protection raised to under 16-year-olds to protect those young children and those age groups from that type of cross-examination.
Well, look, I acknowledge your willingness to participate in this parliamentary and process, i.e. making submissions. Our people sadly don't have a great history of submission writing and presenting, but even so, as we move forward, it seems important that we get more involved as a people. What about making submissions to these committees? Why do you think it's so important, Jackie?
Absolutely, it's essential to make submissions to these committees. You have the opportunity to be either physically or you know, using Zoom in front of the politicians that are making the decisions to put forward the evidence. We want politicians to make decisions that are based on evidence and experience and related to the New Zealand context. And by getting in front of these politicians and talking about, you know, what the drivers are, what the issues are, how the legislation might work or might not work, you know, we want to influence better decisions for our whānau and for our children and for our society more generally. And, you know, it might seem daunting making a submission, but, you know, once you've had that experience, some of the submissions are filmed, so you can look at some of the things that other people have been saying. And there's organisations like us, you can reach out to us if people want some help with their submission or want to know where to start. We're very happy to help and point people in the right direction if they'd like that support.